Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
About to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So we got a little bit of an echo, so I don't know if you guys are hearing it, but I'm hearing a little echo, so I might just kind of talk to myself twice. Oh, there we go. Echo's gone. I love it. Love it. So there's been some headlines about electric car fires over the last few years. Another headline of a Tesla car fire where a mother and daughter were killed. And so there's a lot of people getting nervous, and I thought we should probably kind of talk about this, because even though the science is saying, look, guys, electric car fires are still way far and few between than fuel non-electric car fires, people are getting a little nervous. And it is a conversation that needs to be talked about. So one of the latest headlines, I think it was about a month or two ago, where somebody's car just... He was just driving on a freeway on-ramp, and it just, his Tesla just started to ignite. He got out of the car, and he said, thank God he didn't have his kids in there, because he would not have had time to get the kids out of the car seats. Not sure why a car driving down the freeway would just automatically ignite. Maybe that's normal for electric cars, or maybe that's normal for cars in the heat. I don't know that much about cars, but it made people nervous. Another headline that's made people a little nervous is a mother and her daughter hit a tree. When they were driving to a doctor's office, they were in a Tesla Model Y, crashed into a tree but burst into flames. Firefighters kept the father away from seeing them. It, you know, almost looked like they were burned alive. They might have survived the crash. They're already investigating whether this was something where the crash, we don't know why it hit the tree. Could it hit the tree so hard that it killed them instantly? Or was it the fire? And periodically, the news won't necessarily bring up every car accident or every car fire, but when it's an electric car, it definitely hits the news. So I could see both sides, where every time an electric car or a Tesla goes up in flames, it's going to hit the news. But I also, and I've told you this early on, that even though car fires happen overall more in non-electric vehicle cars, even though the studies have already filtered out the fact that there are fewer electric cars out there, I do suspect that upon impact, the electric car will ignite easier. Now, that's something that people have suggested could happen. We do know that these car fires take longer to extinguish. In 2011, the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration launched an investigation to the Chevy Volt because there was a concern with the lithium-ion batteries. GM had to recall their Chevy Volt Hybrid due to concerns of their vehicles catching fire after serious side impact crashes. There was a 2017 Chevy Volt that exploded while unplugged, not even plugged in, but unplugged in the parking lot. And in 2020, the National Fire Protection Association looked at crash data from 2018, and they said there wasn't enough information to calculate the frequency in which fires occurred in electric vehicles. But they said most fires involving electric vehicle involved the battery power system and lithium-ion batteries because they could release more heat or reignite as the fire grows. Now, last month, Tesla had to recall, I believe, their Model 3 and Y electric vehicles over bad battery disconnects that were supposed to protect them from fires. Nobody's gotten hurt, but apparently there was a bad pyrotechnic battery disconnect that could lead to an increased risk of fire under certain circumstances. They said they caught the issue before there were any consequences. So what we have right now is a little bit of a disconnect where is the media really covering all the car fires, and are these electric vehicles at more risk of fire, or is it that it's a fancier headline, so we're talking about it more. I've seen videos of cars crashing, lighting up on fire, and when you look, and I've seen videos of electric cars doing it, I've seen videos of fuel cars. We spoke about where the batteries are, and where, even though, you know, your fuel and your fuel injector can allow throughout most of the length of the car an opportunity for ignition. Most car batteries are, I believe, under the chassis, under where the driver and the front seat sit. And so people are concerned about being burned alive. When that woman and her dog in Las Vegas were in a RAV4, we're not really sure if it was electric vehicle or not, or hybrid. We think it might have been a hybrid, but reports said she was screaming. She survived the crash and had her dog in the car, but couldn't survive the fire. And this was the accident that happened when Henry Ruggs had hit her Toyota RAV4 at a very, very high speed. But there were witnesses who said they heard her screaming. She was alive. So what do we do? I mean, are electric cars more prone to fires? And is this something that's going to be even talked about if we're trying to move towards electric cars and the narrative is, well, let's get electric? I just care about people's safety. You know, I'm interested in getting an electric car. I'm excited about it. But the one hesitancy I have is I've gotten into car accidents. I've gotten into a lot of car accidents. And thank God my car didn't burst into flames. That's my worry. I'm not worried about hitting something. That happens. But my worry is I hit something and then all of a sudden it blows up or it goes into flames. I mean, I remember the old Charlie's Angels episodes, right? Where was it? Jacqueline Smith or somebody had to run back and get the briefcase out of the car. And when I was little, I thought all cars blew up. And my mom's like, no, those are bombs. Somebody put a bomb in the car. That's what. But every time I got into an accident, I ran out of my car because I thought it was going to blow up. And thank God my car never did. I've been in multiple car accidents. But if electric cars or Teslas do have a tendency, right now the data is saying they don't, but people are getting a little nervous and they want to make sure that this is being studied. And it looks like there is a, you know, has been a recall and people are overseeing what's happening with these batteries and their fire potential. If you do get a fire in one of these things, it takes forever to put them out. These are some things we got to think about before we all move electric.
Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely. Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping. Addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer, and big thanks to y'all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. So a ground worker was killed at San Antonio International Airport after he was sucked into a plane's engine on Friday. Delta Flight 1111 had arrived at San Antonio from Los Angeles and was taxiing to a gate using one engine when a worker was, quote, ingested into that engine at about 10:25 p.m. This is according to the National Transportation Safety Board. Safety Board is continuing to gather information about what happened, according to CNN, and San Antonio International is working with authorities. I can't believe this is what happened. And this is It's horrifying. Remember we told you when they changed the ICD-10 codes? We went from ICD-9 to ICD-10 in medical billing, and we had to change all the diagnosis codes. And there was a diagnosis code sucked into a plane engine subsequent encounter, but not meaning it was the second visit for that, but that it's the second time it happened. And you're like, how the hell would there be a billing code? How often does this happen? And sadly, I guess it does. So according to Erin Rodriguez, spokesperson for San Antonio International Airport, she said an accident occurred on the ground at SAT Friday night that resulted in a fatality of an airline ground crew member. We are deeply saddened by the incident and are working with authorities as they begin their investigation. We will share more information as details become available. Delta Airlines said it was grieving the loss. They said, we are heartbroken and grieving the loss of an aviation family member's life in San Antonio. Our hearts and full support are with their family, friends, and loved ones during this difficult time. So, there was apparently an airport worker who died in an accident at the Montgomery Regional Airport in Alabama last New Year's Eve. And they were ingested into the engine of an aircraft as well. That aircraft, according to CNN, an Embraer 170 operated by regional carrier Envoy Air, was parked at the gate with the parking brake set when a ground support personnel was ingested. Not sure what's happening. This is something that I fly a lot, and the airport workers keep a very, very healthy distance from the planes. You can see them use caution, except when they're throwing our luggage. Sometimes you're like, can you be nice, a little lighter with that? I always watch them with the luggage. Some people are nice, and sometimes you just see them throw it. But they keep a distance. I don't know how this could happen. Twice in 12 months. So we'll keep you posted. We also had a couple train derailments. So, the latest was a tanker truck carrying, this is not a train derailment, this was a tanker truck that was carrying potentially explosive ammonium nitrate overturned on a Maryland highway. This has sparked mass evacuations. The truck carrying the materials tipped over on the southbound side of Interstate 81 in Hagerstown, about an hour west of Baltimore. So businesses now 1,500 feet from the scene are evacuating, and the road is going to remain closed for an extended period of time. According to Maryland State Police, this crash happened about 6:15 this morning. They said on Twitter that the crash happened along the northbound side of the road near Halfway Boulevard. Now, we know hazardous material has to be transferred. We get that. But we forget that it's on our highways. I'm looking at the area now. It doesn't look like it's completely urban. I'm seeing a lot of beautiful trees around where the accident happened. But for some reason, it overturned. And now they're concerned about the air quality. The ammonium nitrate that was on board, not exactly sure how much of it is out there. But it is a chemical that we use in fertilizers, explosives, used it in a variety of other pharmaceuticals, and so obviously making people a little nervous. This follows the Interstate 95 Philadelphia highway collapse, where a tractor trailer hauling gasoline flipped over on an off-ramp, caught fire, killed the driver, and shut down the major artery in the East Coast. Now, we also have a train derailment that happened. This happened in Montana. And it caused a bridge across the Yellowstone River to collapse. Multiple cars fell into the water below. This is being reported by CNN. Damaged rail cars were carrying molten sulfur and asphalt, according to a statement from Montana Rail Link. Two cars carrying sodium hydrogen sulfate were part of the derailment, Neither landed in the river, and initial air quality assessments have been performed to confirm that there was no release event associated with these two cars. Thank God. The derailment occurred about 6 a.m. Multiple tanker cars were damaged, leaking petroleum products, according to Yellowstone County Disaster and Emergency Services. So the derailed Montana Rail Link train cars included several hazmat cars, the regional rail company said in an earlier statement. We know that the crew is safe and no injuries have been reported, fortunately. A Yellowstone County officials say no immediate threat there was no immediate threat and precautions are being put in place. So we've been told that derailments and these types of things are commonplace. You know, thousands of these happen each year. And I don't know why. In this day and age, why? Especially with railroads. Now, I get on highways. You have thousands of other factors and variables that could cause, like, these idiots that try to pass a trucker. And then they quickly pass them and then slam on their brakes because they want... these truckers need a lot more time. You just can't be doing that. And I don't think the average person... By the way, I don't know if it's changed, but when you get your driver's license, do they teach people how to drive around trucks and how to understand and appreciate the truckers and what they carry and what they do and their abilities to brake and turn? Now, I'm familiar with it because we have a lot of trucker listeners. I have a lot of trucker friends, family, so I get it. You need to give them space. If they need to turn, get out of their way. Give them a little bit more room in their lanes. If they need to back up, give them time. Don't be honking at them. If they're driving on the highway and you're trying to pass because you feel like it's a little slow, don't pass them and then slam on your brakes in front of them. When I hear of a trucker incident, I always think it was some other variable that could have messed with them just because I've seen idiots on the roads around our truckers. That's why every time I wave, I'll always wave to the truckers because I like them. They're just so cool. But these derailments, if many of them are railroad induced or engineer induced, or we should by 2023 be able to have the system down pat. And we forget that when these accidents happen, it could affect the nature, the environment, the people living around. Like, for example, Yellowstone, local fishing access was closed, water treatment plants, irrigation districts, industrial companies taking precautions. They're now going to try to conserve water. Governor Greg Gianforte is monitoring the situation, and obviously there's, all hands on deck right now, but Montana Rail Link, for example, it's a Class 2 regional railroad, operates more than 900 miles of track across Montana and Idaho. And we need our rail system. Our rail system is important. That's what Pete Buttigieg is supposed to be overseeing. You know, it's not only about airplanes, which we've had some disasters right now with what's been happening with our airlines, but also our train, our infrastructure, our safety meets, our QAs, our training. And it seems to me, and maybe it's just that the news is covering it and bringing it out in the open, but it seems to me that we have a system that probably needs to be fine-tuned. And if we are having hazardous material and hazardous chemicals, which has to happen, we do have to transport it. Okay, you can't have enough plants all over the United States to manufacture. So there has to be a certain number of plants, and then it be transferred and transported. There should be a better system in place, better safety precautions. If there is a force, is it protected? Is it that just because there's an accident or a derailment doesn't mean there's going to be a leak? You know, do we have, there's just so many questions, and we need to get on it much better than we have. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
C Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
USA News update. World leaders continue to follow the fallout from this past weekend's attempted rebellion against the Russian government. Speaking in Lithuania, NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg says the rebellion ought to move the world to continue helping Ukraine.
We need to continue to provide support to Ukraine, and that's exactly what NATO and NATO allies are doing. Military support, but also support for the long term.
This as House Speaker Kevin McCarthy claims that this past weekend's events show that Russian President Vladimir Putin has lost influence as a leader.
He's isolating himself. He's slow to make decisions. He's just not the same when you watch him.
The Republican from California speaking on Fox News. The Supreme Court is set to hand out key decisions this week on student debt and affirmative action. Tim Berg, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. So, an asteroid. I think we were supposed to have a near miss, or we're about to have a near miss with another asteroid. I think we're going to be fine. On Wednesday, apparently an asteroid the length of 10 buses is coming towards us, at about 26,000 miles an hour. But we'll be okay because we're being told it's going to come within 2.1 million miles of Earth. I think we're going to be okay as long as nothing changes its trajectory. I'm getting tired of hearing these asteroids come near us. NASA's on it. NASA protects us. Thank you, NASA. I love NASA. Very grateful for you guys. They're calling this asteroid 2013 WV44. And it's going to fly past us around 9 a.m. British Standard Time on Wednesday, which would basically be Tuesday, middle of the night. No, Wednesday 1 a.m. maybe, depending on where you are. I'm 8 hours away from, so yeah, okay. So basically, early Wednesday morning. The rock is estimated to be 524 feet or 160 meters in diameter, and which is basically bigger than Big Ben. That's coming from Daily Mail, so we're getting a lot of British analogies here. It's going to travel at the speed of 11.8 kilometers per second, over 26,000 miles an hour, 34 times the speed of sound. It is going to get closer, or get closer than 2.1 million miles, or 0.02334 astronomical units. Even though it's going to be nine times further out than the moon, the asteroid is being classed as a near-Earth object, and it is being tracked by NASA. So these NEOs, or near-Earth objects, okay, NEOs, you're going to see a lot of that. That's not a UFO, it's an NEO, near-Earth object. They're comets and asteroids that have been nudged by the gravitational attraction of nearby planets into orbits that allow them to come our way, basically. They're composed mostly of water, ice, embedded dust particles. NASA says comets originally formed in the cold outer planetary system, while most of the rocky asteroids are formed in the warmer inner solar system between the orbits of Mars and Jupiter. So many of us remember the Bruce Willis movie Armageddon. We fear that the government wouldn't tell us if one was coming our way. Some people say, I don't want to know. I do. I want to know because I have a little bucket list. Now, even if I think we have 24 hours or 24 minutes, there's some things I would do and say. But, you know, there is, I get people, you know, who are of the notion of, I don't want to know if it's going to happen. I don't want to know. I'm mixed. I'm really mixed on that. So these near-Earth objects are space rocks. An NEO is defined when it comes within 1.3 astronomical units of the sun or 0.3 astronomical units of Earth's orbit. Luckily, these astronomical units are astronomical. We're talking millions of miles. Almost all of the NEOs are near-Earth asteroids. Asteroids are more commonly coming our way than comets. But NASA tracks it. Not exactly sure what our defense system would be if something does come our way. Now, I think Armageddon taught us a lot. Might not have been the most accurate. But when people said, just shoot it, well, you don't know if it's going to then traject in another fashion. Are you going to then make more pieces? Is it better to just have one piece hit us or multiple pieces? Basically, you know, we're a very dusty, I don't know if you've ever stepped on a lake bed or pond bed, and then you made a whole slew of silt and dust and waves, and the tadpoles and the fish are looking at you like, what did you do? You're like, I only put one foot into the pond. Calm down. But it caused such an acute, rapid devastation of the calm that be that you get a lot of dirty looks. You're like, you know what? Forget it. I'm not going to be in the pond anymore. I'm out. And they're like, thank God. That's what would happen if an asteroid hits us. If an asteroid hits us, the waves, the cloud. And so they're concerned that a certain size asteroid would cause such either earthquakes or waves, clouds, toxic smoke, unbreathable air. And also, I don't know if you've noticed, but when you do have a beautiful, clear lake or pond, and then you do step on it, and it takes a long time for all the dust to settle. And that's a concern that people have, that it would take, you know, a very, very long time, possibly years, for the earth to recover. So it would be catastrophic if we get hit. I'm not exactly sure the actual size that would have to hit us. But the first near-Earth asteroid ever discovered was, I believe, called 433 Eros. And it was found in 1898 by German astronomer Carl Gustav Witt at Berlin Observatory. It had an elongated shape, stony composition, and its orbit brought it to 13.5 million miles of Earth. The largest one was a 1,036 Ganymede diameter of 22 miles. So, again, these things so far in safe distance, you know, they say on average the Earth is hit by a football-sized rock football-sized rock every 5,000 years, and a civilization-ending asteroid every 1 million years. Last year's DART mission, NASA has already shown how such a rock could be thrown off a collision course with Earth by crashing a spacecraft into it. DART was launched from California in November 2021, completed its 10-month journey when it hit the asteroid Dimorphos on September 26, 2022. Dimorphos was 560 feet in diameter, orbits a larger asteroid called Didymos, both of which are around 6.8 million miles away from our planet. So this was very, very cool when we watched it. I know people expected to see a lot more, you know, fireworks and things happening. Basically, you just saw people watching, and then you saw the feed stop, and then everybody clapped and was excited. So I guess that was when it basically hit, because it had a feed on it. It had a camera. So neither of them posed any danger to Earth, but it was a nice rehearsal of what we could maybe do if a space rock does threaten our planet. So, scientists in California have been firing projectiles at meteorites to simulate the best methods of altering the course of an asteroid. Again, I don't know if you've ever played pool, but if you hit a pool ball a certain way, you could, if you're good, direct it exactly to where it needs to go. If you stink at it, it'll go, you can actually hit something and it goes into your own pocket and you can lose the game. Game over. So, some people say, well, let's nuke it. Well, the only problem with nuking it is, again, you'll have multiple, you got to be careful, because when you nuke something, there's a level of chaos, lack of control, lots of parts, not to mention the radioactivity. There's ion beam deflection. They say plumes from a space probe's thrusters would be directed towards the asteroid to gently push on its surface and say, you know what, go over here, move tushy. There's also gravity tractors. So very cool. At least they're working on it. That, to me, is taxpayer money well spent. 1-877-DELI.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Fantasy football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be. Read our Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners found on Amazon or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners. It's time you get into the action.
Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping. Addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late. In 17 years, Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. So there's been a lot of discussion after this Titan submersible imploded last Sunday. And news talked about how they had 96 hours of air and going on and on. And we're like, what's going on here? Usually something like this would be an implosion. There's been a lot of criticism of how, improperly directed towards the individuals that were on it, that were, just the victims. I don't understand why people would be ripping on the victims, but there's this anti-rich sentiment. So some people have been very, very mean. One person who was extremely respectful, and I urge you guys to watch this video, was a YouTuber who was actually on that sub and was supposed to take that sub trip, but it got canceled. And I watched his video. It's about 30 minutes long. And it shows him getting ready for his dive on the Ocean Gate submersive, the exact same one. And his name is Jake Kohler. And he's also known as Dolly Ned on his YouTube. Hope I'm pronouncing that right. And he was supposed to, go down to the Titanic. And you see the ship that he was on as they were getting ready to take it out. He showed the bathrooms. He showed what his cabin looked like. P.H. Nargolay, one of the victims who died a few days later on the sub, his room was across from Jake's. And you saw P.H. there joking around with him. You saw Stockton Rush. You didn't see the other victims because, again, this was a trip that was a few days before the one where this all happened. And so he was supposed to, the reason why he was going also is he had a wreath made in Canada to be able to do a little memorial for the Titanic victims. He threw the wreath over the side of the boat. And apparently he does things like this across the globe. I don't know much about him, but this YouTube was fascinating because you basically saw what the victims saw and prepared for before they went on the sub. You saw that the weather was bad. You saw that the water was shaky. The Titan trip that was going to down to the Titanic got scrubbed. He didn't really have a lot of the video footage of Stockton Rush talking to them and all that, but you saw that it was put off. But then they had to do some repairs on the sub, and they offered Jake a chance to go on the sub, the exact same one that imploded later. And so it was going to be, rather than the original 13,000-foot dive, a test dive. So they allowed him to go on the 3,000-foot test dive. And when you see him go into it, you almost see him a little nervous. It's very enclosed, very cramped space. The toilet looks like was used for storage. It didn't look like it was ready for a cabin clean. It looked like there was that little toilet there with some junk on it. Not junk, but some storage stuff on it. And you see him try to stretch out his legs, but then bring his legs back because it looks like they were going to be cramped. But fascinatingly, so when you scuba dive, and I've done that, and I've been trained, when you submerge, there's a process, but you're aware that you could always ascend. You have, if you do have an oxygen issue, you're always traveling with somebody who has an extra port that you can breathe for your air. And so you feel like you have more control. When their sub went underwater, I even felt my heart skip a beat because, like he said, we're in a tube. You know, this is it. We're in a tube. By the way, when you saw them go in and it close and tighten, very thin wall. I mean, I knew the wall was thin. I didn't realize it was that thin. I think they said it was only 5 inches. It looked even less to me. So you saw it close, and you're like, gosh, are you sure there's no cracks? Then you see it go down into the water, and I believe there was a comms issue. And so they even aborted that and then brought it back up with this test drive. So there were communication problems even on that. And this was just a few days before the real accident happened. And Jake was like, it's crazy to think if the weather cleared up and the conditions were perfect and Stockton looked at me and said, do you want to go? I would have done it. And my fate could have been just like the five who had lost their lives on that submarine. And he was really respectful of everybody. He had gotten a signature from P.H. Margulay, because he had followed his work. And he said he's going to cherish that signature. And he was really respectful. A very nice video, very well put together. Because, again, it was of his trip going to the Titanic. And then, it got aborted. But it just, to me, when you look at this, this isn't even Monday morning quarterback. It was just obvious no one was ready. And again, you wonder how somebody like PH or Stockton Rush, who do this for a living, would have even gone, would have even taken that chance. And I just think from a psychology standpoint that they might have been frustrated. They might have been exhausted from the waiting, because they might have been on that boat or ship for a while, and after cancellation, when they were finally given the thumbs up, saying, we're good, they were probably like, all right, let's do this. And we see that a lot. We've seen this in history, where things happen after many delays, there's finally a small window of opportunity, and then something bad happens. And I think we don't have a clear head after we've been brought up and then brought down. And then, that pendulum of emotions of, okay, we're going to do this. We're all psyched up to go. Nope, we got to cancel it. And for any of us who've ever had our trip canceled, it stinks. Because when you do take a trip, if you're busy, you have 70,000 things planned when you get back. So you need everything to go perfect for that trip. I have some friends who are on a trip where the family is flying from all different parts of the country. They all converge to go fishing. Then there has to be a charter flight. Then there has to be a helicopter flight. And if anybody has a missed flight or something, it could wreck it. And it sounds like, thank God everybody got there. But, you have plans. And I get that. I'm like that. If I take a trip, my plane better land when it says it lands, because I have to be at work the next day or later that day. And I always plan an extra day or two ahead. Always plan even longer so that you don't feel that rush or make a bad decision. I've seen that with plane, flights. And if it's not meant to be, just it's not meant to be. Just, Walk away from it. And I don't know why these individuals didn't walk away from this. And when you especially have somebody like P.H. Nargolet, who was, I think he was a French Navy officer and, had been doing this for a living. So, respect to the victims. Yes, there's a lot we could learn from this. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
It's all too obvious. We're being distracted by meaningless news headlines. When you dig to find the truth, you discover that the American way of life is being threatened by the institutions we used to trust. It's easy to see the future holds more food shortages, systematic controls, and government overreach. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are preparing. They're taking steps to be self-reliant and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy to get started and join the ranks with this limited-time offer. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and get their top-selling 4-week emergency food kit. Enjoy tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get new lower pricing this week on these 4-week emergency food kits. Secure at least one food kit for each member of your family. They ship free, too. Those who know what's coming are preparing. Smart folks. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
One in three adults has prediabetes. One in three. That means it could be you, your football buddy. Your football buddy. Or you, your best man. Your worst man. You, your dog walker. Your cat jogger. While one in three adults has prediabetes, with early diagnosis, prediabetes can be reversed. Take the risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.